This year saw a cornucopia of cookbooks to add to your kitchen collection. Recently, we talked with former New York Times columnist Molly O'Neill about One Big Table, One Big Book, 600 recipes she collected from all over the U.S. Here now is resident chef Kathy Gunst, picked One Big Table as one of her favorite cookbooks of this past year. Kathy, because?
Oh, it's a feel-good story about cooking in America. She went on a quest to prove that home cooking is alive, not dead.
Yeah, it's a fantastic book. And Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio with the rest of her list. Let's go from American cooking to French cooking. Give us another book.
Well, Dory Greenspan is known to a lot of people as an award-winning dessert and pastry cookbook author. But this year, she's come up with a book called Around My French Table, a wonderful collection of recipes and stories about living in Paris. And by the way, I want to sign up for this life, half the year in Paris, half the year in New York. I've really spent a lot of time trying to figure out why this book is so attractive. And I actually think it might be her dual citizenship in that she really understands an American audience and an American kitchen, but she very much knows about French food, and she understands how to adapt some of those recipes to our tastes.
Give me an example.
Okay, so there's classics in here like cheese souffle, a really simple, delicious roast chicken, but then there are these sort of interesting, new, appealing dishes like a pork roast with mangoes and lychees, or fresh gnocchi made with spinach and mint that looks like anybody could do it.
Yeah.
Really nice stuff.
I'm looking through. There's beautiful smoked salmon waffles.
Yeah, great photos, of course, never hurt.
Yeah, and somewhat exotic, as you said. I mean, I do feel that I could deal with it, but it's
accessible,
yeah,
exotic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, she kind of brings it back home for you and makes you feel like you can do it. You don't need a degree to cook from this book.
Listen to me, I feel like I could deal with it, as if.
You can do it, Robin.
Let's see, next book from Kathy Gunst, one about stir frying.
Stir frying, yep. This is Grace Young's book. Grace is a friend, and she's written a gorgeous book called Stir Frying to the Sky's Edge, The Ultimate Guide to Mastery with Authentic Recipes and Stories. And if you think stir frying is something that's too complex, you're in for a treat, because what Grace Young does is she takes you step by step from shopping for the wok, seasoning the wok, to cooking with it. There's a lot of nuance involved in getting it right, which is essentially high heat. But she is such a clear writer. I made cashew chicken, a classic Chinese dish. I followed her directions. I put it on the plate. We sat down to eat it, and I was like, whoa.
I did this.
This tastes like really good Chinese food. So I steer you to her. She is very, very clear. Her techniques are simple and concise.
Grace Young's Stir Frying to the Sky's Edge. Okay, Kathy, listeners who hang on your every word might remember that you did an entire piece about canning. So one of the books is about jam.
It is. This is called The Blue Chair Jam Cookbook. Take a look at this book, Robin. It's just spectacular. It's really an obsessive cookbook. It's, 300 and something pages, all about making jams and jellies. But again, it's everything from how to select the fruit, how to process the jam, what equipment you need. She's got the coolest combinations, things like strawberry blood orange marmalade with rosemary.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah. Okay, check this one out. Strawberry jam with aged balsamic and black pepper. And she talks about fruits like mandarin oranges, Meyer lemons, pink grapefruits, wintertime red cherry jam. It's kind of a dreamy book, but for someone that always says, oh, let's make jelly this summer, this would be a really fun book because it takes you through all four seasons and it uses winter fruit, spring fruit, on, and you could become a jelly expert. I just wanted to say that 2010 may go down as the year of the giant cookbook. You may have noticed that these books are super gigantic. Like, you might have to cancel your gym membership just lifting some of these cookbooks. They're like 400 pages, some of them, and 4 pounds. This is a heavy one as well. But bottom line is, it's a very beautiful cookbook.
Okay, let's go to the dessert books. They're just so beautiful.
Yes. The big surprise for me this year was a book called Flour. It's a Boston bakery. It's a woman named Joanne Chang. Interestingly enough, she has a degree in applied math and economics from Harvard. And much as it may sound like baking and math are two very different worlds, she is so well equipped to explain the science and the basics of baking. For instance, I made you an oatmeal raisin cookie. Oh. I decided one of the best ways to test these recipes in these books was to choose the simplest recipe. Because if the simplest recipe transcended sort of everyday tastes, then you knew you were onto something. She has this wonderful section in the book called her Top 12 Tips, where she tells you things that sound very basic, like have your ingredients at room temperature. But the most important thing she told me and taught me, like to the point where it's going to change my interest in baking, she talks about measuring ingredients. So in other words, this cookie recipe called for 1¾ cups of flour. So I measured that out just by hand, right?
Did you use measuring cups?
I used a 2-cup measuring cup. I filled it to 1¾. I let it settle. I thought I had it exactly accurate. But then I thought I'm going to do what she says. She calls for 245 grams. So I measured my flour. Turns out it was only 200 grams. So I would have been off by 45 grams, which when it comes to baking, makes a real difference. And it would have really affected the recipe.
So you're saying that one of her tips was you should weigh it?
You should use a little kitchen scale. They cost about $10 in a kitchen store. And if you weigh your ingredients when you're baking, you are going to be exactly accurate. Huh. This is a revelation to me. I know some people are out there snickering because they've always done it. Well, I haven't.
Well, we got the cookie there. Now, you had said you did a cookie to see, is it better than other cookies?
See what you think. I love them. This I made last week and froze, so you're having a defrosted one. I think it's superior.
I love the crunch.
Isn't the crunch great? And you get the cinnamon, and the raisins are plump. And again, I weighed out the ingredients. I was so happy. I felt like a baker.
Well, if you felt that way, imagine what the rest of us could do. So that's Joanne Chang's Flour. Kathy, I know you've got, I mean, there's so many books.
It's a really good year for cookbooks.
Good year. But just tick off some more, and we'll have the list at our website.
Quickly, Gourmet Magazine, which sadly has been gone for over a year now, they just put out something called the Gourmet Cookie Book. It's the single best cookie recipe from each year the magazine existed, from 1941 to 2009. Yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. Melissa Clark, a New York Times food writer, wrote a wonderful book called In the Kitchen with a Good Appetite. Another really good cookbook is David Leibovitz's Ready for Dessert. He was a pastry chef at Chez Panisse, also lives in Paris.
And what's that huge one over there?
This is really interesting. This is not quite a cookbook. This is called What I Eat, Around the World in 80 Diets. It's an oversized coffee table book, and it's photographs of people all over the world and the number of calories they consume in a given day. It's food anthropology. It's fascinating. The photography is spectacular. They use the calorie count as a reflection of the culture and what they eat. And some of the thinnest people in the book have the highest calorie count because of their profession, because of what they do and what they burn off in a day. It's a beautiful book.
Well, my excuse is that I occasionally have to talk to Chef Kathy Gunst and eat all this great food.
Excuses.
Here now is resident Chef Kathy Gunst with her picks for Cookbooks of the Year. And by the way, we would also add to that list Kathy's books, Stonewall Kitchen Appetizers and Stonewall Kitchen Grilling. To see all of the books and check out Kathy's blog, Notes from a Maine Kitchen, go to herenow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.